Folks, I'd like to tell you now, the show's not over, but I just want to tell you what I've got to say to you out there as you go out. I don't want nobody to leave without this, but I'm short of it too. The old Columbia record, I call it old because it's old songs, got that one that Lift Him Up was on, and the girl from Green Bar Shore. Now in 1961, my brother Carter Stanley and me, the Stanley Brothers, played the University of Chicago, Illinois, and they recorded that, or taped that, an hour of it. In 1965, we went back and played at the university again, and they taped it all. So I put both of them together and released a CD of the Stanley Brothers, and I believe it's called Live at Chicago, I believe. And you can't buy that record anywhere except from me. No stores won't have it. I mean, I won't let them have it because the reason I done that, I wanted to get all the profit myself. Just to say it out there, I guess I've got maybe 20 of them and about 11 of the other. And now, James, you tell the folks some more things.
All right, Ralph, thank you very much. Folks, we'd like to invite you down to the Ralph Big Annual Memorial Bluegrass Festival that's held each year on Memorial Day weekend at Carter and Ralph Stanley's old home place between Coburn and McClure, Virginia, down in the southwestern part. And next year it'll be May 27, 28, and 29. We'll be there all 3 days. We've also got Jimmy Martin and the Sunny Mountain Boys, the Lewis family, Gillian Welch and David Rawlings, Jim Lauderdale, Patty Loveless is going to be there, Larry Sparks, the Lonesome Ramblers, the original Marshall family, George Shuffler, Melvin Goins, and a whole bunch more. So if y'all would, make plans to come and be with us on Memorial Day weekend, May 27, 28, and 29, down in Southwest Virginia, where this music all started. I'd like to tell you a few other things we got for sale. Jack Cook's got a lot of Ralph's later tapes and CDs. That includes our new gospel album, While the Ages Roll On. And I saw a lot of folks come by and pick that up. He's got that Man of Constant Sorrow CD that features some of the cuts from the movie soundtrack, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, the original cuts that Ralph did himself back in the 70s. You get the original recordings on that. Ralph, too, has got his albums, tapes, and CDs back there, some T-shirts. Our bus driver, E.C. French, has some Ralph Stanley caps and T-shirts, and a brand new Stanley Brothers sweatshirt. Now, that's something you can't find on eBay. And we'd like for y'all to come back and take a look at what we have. Steve Sparkman's got his banjo CDs, and I've got some guitar albums, and we'll be back at the back to say hello and shake and howdy with you. We appreciate you folks coming out tonight, and we hope we can come back again. This has been a fun show, and thank y'all for being a wonderful audience.
Folks, I had a request, well, I had several requests to do a clawhammer on the banjo. You know, I don't play the banjo much anymore, and I've sort of got stiff and old, but so if I make a mistake, well, forgive me, but I'll try to play you the first tune that I ever learned to play.
Sing a little bit of Rocky Island.
John, you sang a little of that.
You do it for me.